Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, our Lord.
For travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, our Lord.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Thank you. Lifted in fine linen and laid in open tomb. But thou didst rise in 3 days, O Lord, and to the great mercy.
Thank you.
is thy name, and glorified is thy kingdom, of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Amen.
The women went to the tomb after they had gathered to see the body of Christ's death, where they saw a vision of angels and were astonished, for they heard them crying with a loud voice, "The Lord is risen, and hath granted him no great mercy."
Said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Saying this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and said to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to
of the potentate of our transgressions.
of thy world with mercy and compassion. Exalt the Lord of Orthodox Christians, and set down upon us thy rich mercies. Through the intercession of our all-immaculate Lady, the birth giver of God and the Virgin Mary, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplication of the honorable glorious prophet, forerunner of Baptist John, of the holy glorious all honorable apostles, of our fathers among the saints, great hierarchs and ecumenical teachers, base of the great Gregory the theologian and John Chrysostom, Athanasio, Cyril, and John the Merciful, patriarchs of Alexandria, Nicholas of Myra and Lycia, Spiridon of Trimethos, and Icarius of Metapolis, the wonder workers, of our father among the saints, Raphael, Bishop of Brooklyn, of the holy, glorious, great martyrs, George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, Demetrius, the blasphemer, Theodore, the soldier, Theodore, the general, and Venus, the wonder worker, of the Hyrule martyrs, Ignatius, the conqueror of Antioch, Paramatmos, and Theodos, of the holy, glorious, and great women martyrs, Thecla, Barbara, Anastasia, Catherine, Gideon, Fontany, Marina, Panaskev, and Irene, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers who shone the ascetic light, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of the martyr Nestor of Thessalonica, and Procla, the wife of Pontius Pilate, who we remember on this day and of all thy saints, we beseech thee, only most merciful Lord, hearken unto the petitions of us sinners, who make our supplications unto thee, and have mercy on all.
God's help, he defeated the Aeneas, knocked him down, and threw him to his death unto the sharp spears. Then all the people cried out, "Great is the god of Demetrius." But the humiliated emperor commanded that Nestor be beheaded and Demetrius run through with lances. Thus both Christian heroes took up habitation in the kingdom of their Lord in the year 306. On this day we also commemorate Procula, the wife of Pontius Pilate, Kyriakos, patriarch of Constantinople, and Venerable Nestor, the chronicle of the Kiev Caves. By their intercessions, O Christ God, have mercy upon us. Amen.
A triumph for us in days of old to strike the armies of Pharaoh and the deep, as the glorious Lord of the world incarnate has to strike the living in sin. For gloriously has he been glorified.
O Mother of Christ, because he did not bear.
On thy blood thou didst joyfully mount, as on a flaming chariot of wise western, and didst ascend with joy in unto the height of heaven, where Jesus is the timeless light.
O Mother of Christ, because he did not bear.
Girding thyself with the spiritual breastplate of faith, O Nestor, and holding the cross in thy hands as a spear, thou didst mightily cut down the arrays of the enemy.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Made mighty with the fervor of love for Christ, thou springest into the stadium and destroying all the devices of the Aeneas, thou didst set out the trophy of victory.
Both now and never, and the ages of ages, amen.
Thou hast conceived in thy womb him that is co-beginningless with the Father, and beyond nature has brought him forth after the flesh, while truly remaining the Virgin, O pure one, who knewest not thy life. Wherefore we are all of thee.
Glory. And I glorify
goodness, O God, by thy grace. Ourselves and each other, and all our life unto Christ our Lord. For all the powers of heaven praise thee, and unto thee they ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto ages of ages.
Neither must you therefore deliver to us the necessary, or worship with us chanting. Glory to thy bounties, O Christus, O Savior. Glory to thee.
Yeah.